This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm fired up.
Today we're talking about Ben's column in the December 4th, 2008 edition of the Reader titled More Olympic Games. Well, Ben, you essentially make a case in your article that the 2016 Olympics in Chicago would probably cost the public lots of money.
Right.
And you wonder about the prudence of a President Obama helping out with federal dollars. An aspect of this that I'd like to explore with you is this. If President Obama provides federal backing to a Chicago Olympics bid, does it really contradict what Obama stands for? Or is it consistent with what we've seen from him? Let's start with your quote from Obama, in which he says his government aims to create jobs and put the public interest ahead of special interests. I want to juxtapose that with Obama's appointment of Lawrence Summers as director of the National Economic Council. A little bit about Summers. In the early 90s, Summers was chief economist of the World Bank, and many feel he was largely responsible for restructuring Russia's economy after the collapse of the USSR. Let's listen to Michael Hudson, financial analyst and professor of economics at the University of Missouri, speaking November 25th on Democracy Now!
The most worrisome aspect of the appointment of Summers is what he did in Russia under privatization. He created a kleptocratic class of billionaires who will be ruling Russia for the next 100 years. And the key was to use public expenditure that would increase private wealth. And I think what the plan is, from everything Obama has said, is that there is going to be a heavy government expenditure on infrastructure here, very much like there was in Chicago. And this infrastructure is going to create huge real estate fortunes for the property along the lines in the vicinity of the location of the infrastructure. It's going to create huge financial fortune.
And I'll add that under Obama's stated tax policy, the government would not tax this wealth from capital gains, but leave it in private hands. So from Hudson's perspective, Obama's appointment of Summers sort of brings Obama in line with the goals of someone like Mayor Daley, whom you've argued pushes development that enriches a few at the expense of the populace. What do you think of this perspective?
I completely agree. It sounds like he was talking about Chicago. Are you sure Summers hasn't been running Chicago for all these years? When I remember when I went to Washington Park to interview people who were being displaced from the park, the recreational leagues that were being displaced from the park, I was talking to one resident who said, we live in a plutocracy, and everything I've seen since then, that was the light that went on, has indicated that, yes, we do, that the city is by and large run for the benefit of a relative handful. The genius of the Daley machine is that he has somehow or other convinced the larger mass of people that if they get essential basic city services, it's somehow a special favor that they're receiving.
Instead of being,
something they're
entitled
to, that they pay for with their taxes. And so that it's the equivalent, if you get a garbage can or if you get snow removal, that is the equivalent of getting a huge zoning change for a developer whose property values have just increased tremendously. I think that the larger public policy of Daley for the last 20 years, and I've been writing this, of course, is that he wants as much as he can to drive the poor out of Chicago, either by just tearing down the high-rise projects or through encouraging as much development as he can possibly generate through zoning changes and subsidies through TIFs, that kind of thing. And then, of course, increasing the property taxes that drives people out of the city. Then we transform the city. So in that regards, I think I can't independently verify. I know nothing about what has happened in Russia other than what a few things I read in the newspaper. It's sort of the same general policy where if you're really smart and you're really wealthy and you're very well connected and you understand how the system works, you can make a fortune.
So this rather pretty much flies in the face of how a lot of people think about President-elect Obama and what his stated policies are as opposed to what his appointments say about where he's going.
Well, as I tell pretty much everybody I know, if you wanted a leftist to be the Democratic Party's nominee, you should have voted for Dennis Kucinich. You shouldn't have voted for Barack Obama. He's a centrist, always has been. He's never run from that position. He's never pretended that he was a leftist on any issue. I can't really understand why the left is so outraged at his appointments.
I guess people have expectations of Obama based on a lot of what
delusion.
He said. But don't you feel like part of what that delusion comes from what Obama has said to them? The emphasis on, like even what you quote in your article, where he says, reform my government will bring to Washington a government that spends wisely, focuses on what works, puts the public interest ahead of the same special interests that have come to dominate our politics.
Now let's get to that. Putting aside whatever Summers advised people in Russia to do, let's just put that aside. Putting that aside for the moment and concentrating on what Obama himself said after the election in terms of what he wants to accomplish with his economic stimulus bill. That's sort of the root of what I'm writing about. In other words, he's willing, he believes, it sort of is a fundamentalist leftist point of view, the best way to pull ourselves out of this economic collapse is to spend our money wisely in order to generate development and productive investment so that we create jobs, put people to work, create spin-off jobs off people having money to spend, you know, classic liberal economics, okay? He talks about very clearly that it's going to be productive investment. He's not just going to give money to well-connected insiders. He even talked about disparagingly about the notion of giving money to your friends. I think a reporter asked him at a press conference about it. Well, at the moment, there is no evidence whatsoever that the Olympics is anything more than a festival for his political friend, Mayor Daley. I can't see any evidence whatsoever that the Olympics is going to create permanent or long-lasting jobs.
But that goes back to my original question. Is that really inconsistent with what Obama is doing with the appointment of somebody like Summers?
Well, I would say, again, without knowing anything about what happened in Russia.
But if you accept just on face value.
I would hope that Obama controls Summers and not Summers doesn't control Obama, and that Obama would direct his lieutenants, the people who are acting out his wishes, to invest the billions of dollars shrewdly, wisely, prudently. If there's any hope,
hope
I don't
dies
know.
Last.
Hope is the thing that dies last. Look at what's the debate over money going to the auto industry. Obama stated that he doesn't think we should just throw money to them, that they should respond with the development of more fuel-efficient cars so that we're not just wasting money on autos that continue our dependence on foreign sources of oil. Okay, so maybe that will be a result. Maybe we will see some sorts of fuel-efficient industry coming out of Detroit because of his mandates. I don't know. But I can tell you for certain, throwing a party in Chicago at the expense of billions of dollars is not prudent. It's not practical. It's not green friendly. It's not going to create long-standing permanent jobs. It's merely a party. So it violates everything Obama says he wants to do with his stimulus, regardless of what Summers may have advised people to do or clients of Summers may have done in Russia.
You know, those electronic displays you see that show the tally of the national debt going up every minute. Maybe there should be one like that for the cost of the Olympics. And in Daily Plaza at the CBS Mega TV there.
That's a good idea. Maybe then people in Chicago would wake up to it.
Maybe we'll have, you know, we had a dot-com bubble, housing bubble. We'll have an Olympics
bubble
in Chicago.
For Chicago. For a very select few.
Well, you know, that part of a bubble is everybody gets in on it, right? You know, it's a huge,
did
it becomes
it
its own economy.
I think I missed the dot-com bubble.
Well, you're right.
And I missed the housing bubble
You're right
as well.
Here on the ground floor of the Olympics bubble, Ben.
Actually, I'm on the north side. So there is no way they would have proposed to put the Olympics in Lincoln Park.
Well, see, the part of a bubble is that everybody gets to participate in the economy. So what your part will be as the detractors, the naysayers, and there's going to be money in that because part of the bubble.
Wow. So far that being a naysayer, the money in being a naysayer has eluded me all these years.
The bubble has not risen yet. On that note, we'll leave it there. Ben Jarosky, the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
All right, Dave, thank you.
This is Dave Glatz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.